Each week on the hit show Out of the Fog, spark your spirit and ignite your soul. Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic, lights up your day with spiritual conversation, enlightening guests, and on-air readings that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, light workers, spiritual visionaries, and more. Whether she's interviewing someone well-known or unknown, Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity keep the atmosphere positive and generous. Want an on-air reading? Tune in to hear Karen take your calls and deliver the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Now here is your host, Karen Hager.
Hello and welcome to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. You've come to the right place for spiritual conversation and enlightening guests. I want to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. I want to get you moving from stuck to unstuck, out of fear and into love. You are very welcome here, whether you're listening live or catching an archived version of the show. Time and distance are no barrier to energy. And if you're tuning in, whenever it is you're tuning in, I like to think you're here for a reason. My guests today are spiritual teachers and intuitives Kay and Dr. Michael Taylor. We're going to be talking about the secrets of extraordinary intuition, how connecting with spirit on a daily basis can transform your life. And you're going to get the skinny on Kay and Dr. Michael's upcoming trip to the U.S. Now, that's happening really soon. That's in just a few weeks, actually. They're going to be teaching in Anaheim, and we'll give you more details later in the program. Before I bring Kay and Dr. Michael on the air, I want to ask you to visit fogcitypsychic.com to explore my little house on the Internet. If you want to book a private intuitive reading with me, explore one of the classes that I offer, sign up for the not-so-monthly newsletter, connect with some guided meditations, fogcitypsychic.com is the place to do it. Now, you know the Out of the Fog Salon, right? That's the monthly online gallery reading where everyone gets a reading and we all have a blast in the process. Well, this month's gathering is something special. I've invited intuitive Stephanie Beebe to join me in the salon. And that means you'll get two intuitive readings, two, on your question. Stephanie's often called the soul whisperer because of the way she can connect with your higher self and true purpose. Details are at fogcitypsychic.com. The reason I'm bringing this up so early in the month is because we've got to keep that group really small, and it's filling up. So check it out if you're interested. And now, Australia's leading psychics, husband and wife, Dr. Michael and Kay, internationally renowned healers, teachers, speakers, authors, and also they're nice people and they're a lot of fun. They offer psychic medium readings, meditations, workshops, healings, and retreats to assist people in their journey to bliss. Dr. Michael's education and journey as a physician, alongside gifts from the spirit as a medical intuitive, allow him to conduct his world-famous spiritual healing. Dr. Michael is a Reiki master, and he gives energy healings, often with past life and readings and healing messages from spirit. Kay is a celebrated communicator, author, and was blessed with psychic abilities since childhood. Kay's written a memoir of her journey to find love, entitled Dating the Messenger, The Untold Story of a Clairvoyant. Kay reads for clients from all over the world, and she's one of the most sought-after clairvoyants in Australia. Kay and Dr. Michael, welcome to Out of the Fog.
Well, good morning. Or good afternoon, I should say, there, or is it early evening?
Well, in my world here in the Western United States, it's evening, and in your world, it's dawn.
Dawn, that's right.
We're calling you from the future.
How is it? Did we get flying cars yet?
Yeah, definitely. No, we just teleport. It's as simple as that.
Oh, my goodness.
And wouldn't that be cool? Everybody thinks about that. Wouldn't it be cool to just teleport somewhere without having to pay for it?
And it's the power of intention, isn't it? Where I put my energy, that's where I would end up. It'd be a great, lesson.
Yeah, that's right. And we can do that with remote viewing, which we teach. And we can also do that within our dreams and our meditations, definitely. So we can visit anywhere and everywhere whenever we wish to. It's just a matter of you focusing, sitting with it, and then allowing.
Wow. And that's harder than it it's harder than it seems, isn't it? And maybe the hardest part is the allowing. You know, we don't let ourselves focus. We don't let ourselves sit. And even when we do, when we get that little glimmer of awareness, sometimes we aren't willing to allow it to take root, allow ourselves to open up to it.
Yes, I agree. It's not just the allowing, but it's also the believing. It's that once you've allowed it, how many people actually deny that it just happened? You know, they say, well, I got this great idea, but no, it couldn't be from anybody. It must have been my imagination. Or then they'd actually talk themselves out of the very thing that they just got as a gift.
Right. Right. Now, you and Kay are now the most requested return guests in Out of the Fog history. I think that besides me, because I tend to be on the show all the time, I think you've been on the show more than anybody else.
Oh,
so
wow.
I don't know. We'll be putting a little prize in the mail. I don't know what that would be. A little trophy or something. As your work progresses, as you're reaching more and more people in Australia, certainly, but now coming to the U.S. and everywhere, why do you think that people are so hungry for that kind of connection right now? Why are they open now to the kind of teaching that you bring?
I'd say, firstly, that we make it simple. Because, you know, people don't want to do weeks on end. People lose their concentration and their focus, and they also allow other people to turn them off. You know, often we'll say, oh, wow, just starting, you know, a spiritual workshop, and, you know, mother might say to the daughter, why do you want to do that? Oh, you mean you're going there to do what? And so judgment sets in very quickly and can turn a person away from the path that they've been led on in the first place. Many of you out there that are listening, I'm sure you've come against that. Oh, I don't tell anybody I'm spiritual. I don't tell anybody I log on to radio shows about it. When you should. You should stand up and say, this is who I am. This is who I want to connect with. And I'm understanding that I can be more than what I am. That's the most important thing. I'm sorry, Karen.
No, I was just repeating what you said. Understanding more, that you are more. That
yes.
There is more for you, that there's possibility, opportunity, openings for you. That's huge, Kay.
That's exactly right. And today, and the reason, you know, as I said, we teach simple tools. And one of the things that works all the time to show our people is how easily it is to see signs out there in the world with our eyes open. Now, a billboard can give you a message. Somebody on the bus while you're going into work can give you a message. A particular number, say, for instance, 222, that keeps being seen everywhere for you, that has a message. And people crave this. They crave something more because they are more. And when we can ignite them that way and show them those simple tools of how you can understand how spirit, the angels, even our deceased loved ones, God himself, are trying to show up front, in the face, and personal as well. And people get it. And when they start seeing these signs quite easily, then they're even more happier to go into workshops, meditation every day. And the biggest issue is people say, well, I don't have time for this. And I said, but do you sit on the bus to go to work? Oh, yes, it takes me an hour to get to work. In that hour, you should be listening to some fabulous affirmations, something great that you could learn, all right, or looking out the window and saying, okay, spirit, show me some signs. What am I looking for today? And, you know, there might be that huge billboard that says, relax. Just for you. Okay. Really? Is that meant just for me? I go, yeah. And whoever else looks at that billboard at that very moment and that word screams out loud and clear, relax. See how simple it is?
Yeah.
And that's intuitive. That's you opening up to yourself going, oh, that's a message for me. How many of us have had that stranger who sits next to us and allows us to talk about all sorts of things, or they talk about all sorts of things, calming you, perhaps giving a message, showing you a different way. That happens all the time now. They're the earth angels that are working very hard here to help us. This world suffers from stress and there's no excuse for it anymore.
Yeah. Well, and I think that when we open ourselves up to those signs, they are everywhere.
That's right. Everywhere. Yeah. Everywhere. Yeah. I had a person ring me and she said, wow, Kay, you're doing really well. She said, I saw your letter, just the K, on a bus the other day. How'd you manage to get that on there? And I said, I don't have advertising
on the side of a bus.
And she said, no, yes, you do. She said, I saw it loud and clear. She said, and then I saw it the next day and the next day. And I said, well, you're calling me now and that's a sign. How about a reading? Oh, yeah, she said. And I did not have advertisements on buses.
Maybe some other time.
We can add that to your bio the next time you come on the show with all the work you do. You're the most seen on Australian buses of any intuitives. Well, you are listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, and my guests are celebrated Australian clairvoyants and nice people, Kay and Dr. Michael Taylor. They're going to be traveling to the United States April 20th through the 22nd for a special awesome 3-day weekend of fun. You can get more information about that at connectwithspirit.net. When we return, we'll take a call from Tina in California. You're listening to Out of the Fog, and I'll be right back.
If I die young, bury me inside, lay me down on a bed of roses, take me in the river at dawn, send me away with the words of a love song.
Uh-oh. Has your life lost its magic? Are you unsatisfied, disconnected, or overwhelmed? We are Kay and Dr. Michael, and we're bringing our I Connect with Spirit intuitive workshop to Anaheim, California, April the 20th through 22nd. We'll teach you in one weekend how to confidently use your own intuition and psychic abilities to get your life back on track. Find out more about the peace and clarity that an intuitive life offers at connectwithspirit.net. We look forward to seeing you.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie Duluth has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie Duluth wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie Duluth at info@ronnieduluthonradio.com and visit mzholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie Duluth, your partner in wellness.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Shasai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. He manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
1230 WPLQ.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager, and my guests are celebrated Australian psychics Kay and Dr. Michael Taylor. They're coming to the United States. They're going to be in Anaheim April 20th, 21st, and 22nd for the I Connect with Spirit Intuitive Workshop. You can meet them, learn from them. I'm probably laugh your heads off while you're learning from them, which is a wonderful thing. And you can get more information about that event at connectwithspirit.net. So Kay and Dr. Michael, welcome back.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, there was that moment of silence, and I thought they're gone. They're not here now. It's just
we're here. We're being patient.
Well, also joining us is Tina from California. She's on the line, and she has a question for you. Tina, welcome to Out of the Fog.
Thank you. Thank you. Hi, Kay. Hi, Dr. Michael. Hi, Karen.
Hello.
What can we do for you today?
Okay, my question is, I want to know if my chakra system is blocked and how do I clear it? Because I do know that I have a spirit baby, but and he comes to me through dreams, and I have a friend that's very clairvoyant, and I have a teacher that just recently passed that definitely know that let me know that he was there. But I've been trying to do the work to, you know, clear my chakra system, and I'm wondering if I'm have I made any progress with that?
Okay, well, the very first thing that I get from your spirit guide, you know, and this is a cheeky sort of little fellow as well, and he's sort of saying, hey, she's not having any fun about with this. She's being too serious, and she doesn't just allow the flow. And you keep saying to your body, I've got to clear something. I've got to do something more. I've got to do something more. When in fact, your guide's saying, but you know the spirit baby's coming, so why don't you just say, thank you for the beautiful blessing. You're trying too hard, Tina, with everything. And also, too, you're asking too many people when, how, what, do I have to fix anything? And these people are sort of saying to you, oh, well, try this. Oh, try this next. Try this. Do you understand what I'm saying, Tina? You sort of got bombarded with everything instead of just allowing the beautiful process. And I see that the baby wants to be there. So you now just need to be whole within yourself. Chakra clearing is really important, definitely. And you can get something that we teach on our CD with that. But for now, your guide is saying, hey, just let it go, have some fun, and know that you're going to be a mummy.
Okay.
Don't want to confuse her.
Yeah. So do you understand what your guide's saying about the fact that you're just trying so, so hard, and spirit has shown you in your dreams of this spirit baby, so you just need to say, okay, it's going to happen.
Okay, all right.
And we both saw this independently, that yes, I did see the child, it's a boy actually, in spirit, that's waiting.
Yeah.
And he's patient, but I think you've got a little ways to go yet.
Yes.
But just hang in there and just enjoy life and do more. What it just looks like, frankly, stretching that you need to do. It's like you don't stretch your back up in like laterally, left and right. You need to free up the energy of the upper part of the lumbar spine, the low back part of our body. You need to sort of stretch that out really good, so it's at the bottom of the ribs, top of the spine, the bottom part of our spine.
And your spirit guide wants you to get you into the play of it all, like what's it going to be like and how fun it's going to be and having this child. He also tells me that it'll be 3 months away for you now. So 3 months isn't long. And so that's
true.
Yeah. I got July, personally.
Yes.
It's so independent of her.
Yeah, so July, definitely. early July that you're pregnant. And it's all about, at the moment, just, you know, placing your hands on your tummy and the sacral and solar plexus area and just blessing it. Just saying, you know, just moving your own energy through and saying, I'm ready. I'm loving it. You know, this is my baby. And you work with it that way. Definitely. So
okay.
I don't pick up that you need healing as such, my love. I really do pick up from spirit that you have done what you've needed to. Now you just need to allow the process. All right?
Okay, awesome. Thank you.
Thank you, Tina. Many blessings to you.
Okay.
Well, many blessings to you, too. Okay.
Now, one of the things that you help people do, Kay and Dr. Michael, is connect with their guides to get that kind of feedback that you just gave Tina, right? To be able to tune into what your guides are saying to get that information from source, right?
Yes.
Absolutely. And remember, it's the same source for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Tina's source is the same source as my source. And when we are both talking to the same person, we both get the same answers, okay? Of course, and she gets the answer that I get. So, you know, it doesn't make sense logically to, a trained physician who's, you know, spent all of his time in science saying, you know, this has to be a, you know, medical reason for such and such, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, when I gave into my intuition, that's really what helped make me have an extraordinary life. And I've want to make sure that everybody else gets a chance to understand they can have an extraordinary life if they use their intuition, if they connect with source in this way. And really, that source is you. That is your higher aspect of you, is part of that larger collective being called God, if you want to use that term. But most people are afraid to even acknowledge that, let alone embrace it and encourage it, nurture it.
What are some of the tools that you teach to help people overcome that reluctance to connect in that way?
Well, I think the first thing is that they just have to acknowledge that, you know, there's more to life than what they're doing. You know, doing the 9-to-5 thing and trying to squeak out a living, as most people are trying to do these days with the economy being so tough, everybody's feeling, you know, really rushed and pushed and suffering from chocolate overload from recent the holidays, and they're trying to figure out what the heck they should be doing with themselves, and they're trying to keep up with the Joneses, and they don't even know who the Joneses are, but they're still trying to keep up with them, and they're getting lost in the shuffle. They don't really know what they should be doing with their life, and the thing that gets them back there is to say, hey, you know what, there's something better for me than what's happening, and I'm not going to accept this. This is terrible, that what I've let happen to me, but I can stop it. I can change it, and that requires their own sense of identity, their own sense of authority and power to change their life, because they can, but they have to understand that they're the ones who have to take the first step. It doesn't happen any other way. Nobody can make you have a great life. They have to do it themselves. So that's first. And then meditation, other tools that we teach in to ways to develop our intuitive abilities are the very next steps. And it takes a little longer to talk about all of those, but that's really the essence of it, is, you know, to eat well, sleep well, and get out of the stressful aspects of living that are making us worse. Because too many people are living, you know, these high stress, high intensity things, and, you know, every movie on TV or in the movie theater is about kill, destruction, blow up, you know, fear, adrenaline. You know, it's no wonder people are living that expression every day in their life, and they don't realize that it's all related. And they need to change that. Otherwise, they're not going to have any peace.
Right. It's part of what you put in your body, kind of what you allow into your energy center. If you allow that energy of limit or of destruction or of fear, after a while, that's all you can see, and you lose sight of that connection.
That's right. And you know, this is a very good example regarding attitude and intention. Very rarely do people say thank you for the sun that shines, but they'll complain very quickly when it's raining and putting them out of their normal routine. So as we complain more, we attract more. Yeah. As we bless more, then we bless in our lives.
Yeah. Exactly right. Wow. Okay, you are listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, and my guests are Kay and Dr. Michael. If you go to connectwithspirit.net, you can get information. Pull down the events tab, get information about their upcoming 3-day I Connect with Spirit workshop in Anaheim. When we come back from this short break, more Kay and Dr. Michael and the didgeridoo. No, I'm not kidding, the didgeridoo. We'll be right back after this.
Yet brings me down, alright. Tossing and turning and freezing and burning and crying all through the night.
TransformationTalkRadio.com.
I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to share something amazing with you. If you're sick of information and ready for an extreme transformation, then check out world-renowned energy healer Ann Taylor at FasterQuickerBetter.com. She's been creating miracles in tens of thousands of people's lives for over 16 years, and I'm one of those people. You too can easily do the same by simply listening to her recordings. If you want to miraculously eliminate fears, worries, and negative beliefs, then you owe it to yourself to purchase her amazing package, which includes over 50 pieces of healing work. Thanks to Anne's 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Hurry over to FasterBetterQuicker.com and finally experience the quantum leap in consciousness that you truly deserve.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heart warmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Has your life lost its magic? Are you unsatisfied, disconnected, or overwhelmed?
We are Kay and Dr. Michael, and we're bringing our I Connect with Spirit Intuitive Workshop to Anaheim, California, April the 20th through 22nd. We'll teach you in 1 weekend how to confidently use your own intuition and psychic abilities to get your life back on track. Find out more about the peace and clarity that an intuitive life offers at connectwithspirit.net. We look forward to seeing you.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
1230 WBLQ. You are here and warm, but I couldn't look away.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. My special guests today are Kay and Dr. Michael Taylor. They are healers, intuitives, spiritual teachers. They're based in Australia, and they are coming to the U.S. in just a few weeks. They're going to be here Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, April 20th, 21st, and 22nd. They'll be teaching the I Connect with Spirit intuitive workshop in Anaheim, California, right outside the gates of Disney. I mean, they're going to be in a building, but it's really close to Disneyland. I don't mean on the sidewalk in front of Disneyland. There will be a roof in case it rains. Can Dr. Michael, what can I expect when I come to the workshop? What happens in this 3 days?
Well, the very first thing that we can say is that the people who join us end up being family. And that's something that everybody really likes. Well, actually, they love it. And that's the testimonials that we get all the time, that we are able to make them feel just as important as one person as the rest of the group also. We both tune into every single person, and we know their needs, and we understand what we need to do with them and how to teach them, because everybody's different. So Spirit doesn't have a script. They do it their way, and we have fun. You get to see your aura. You get to feel it. You get to see Spirit guides clear as day with your eyes open, and then also with your eyes closed when you're in the meditation circle. Our tools are simple and easy. That's how Spirit likes it. They work. We've been doing this for years now. Dr. Michael will just give a demo of something that we use while we're in meditation, and that's the Australian didgeridoo.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
The didgeridoo is a Australian Aboriginal instrument. It's a long cylindrical tube, so like a large straw. And most musical instruments are just long tubes anyway. But this one has a unique droning sound that most people find quite soothing and relaxing. And, you know, it's an instrument that uses circular breathing. So I'll just demonstrate it to let people hear what it sounds like if they've never heard that before.
But could you imagine it in a circle with that? Could you imagine having that go around you and through you? Many people say, wow, I heard my mother. She spoke to me through the didgeridoo. Or, wow, you opened up my heart. And then all these other things started happening to me. Or, wow, that vibration just settled me. It's quite a unique feeling. And that's what we want people to experience, that something as simple as a piece of wood from the bush can do such amazing things to the body, to the aura itself. And, you know, people are skeptical at first. They go, oh, I'm not sure. But once they experience it and feel it, they love it. And we do that on our second day in the three-day workshop. We begin with tools, teaching them how to go into meditation, because there must always be a foundation. With that foundation is an intention. We then use the didgeridoo to cleanse the room and cleanse each other. And then individually, as we take them into the first grounding meditation that they will learn. And, you know, people say, wow, I saw the wolf and I saw the dog and then I saw the bear. And we go, well, do you normally see that when you close your eyes? No, it's cool. And then I saw the black man with his blue eyes and his white whiskers tell me that I'm okay and that if I just listened more, life would be easy. Now, that person in particular did not imagine that. That happened, and they still talk about that today, and that's 4 years later. So these are the things that you can expect when you work with us. And for me especially, I'm like the child with spirit. I love them, I love them, I love them. They are everything. And to teach other people to understand that connection they can have also is just out of this world, because people's lives change because of it. And when they tune in and can see messages and feel and ask even, because many people, it's like Christians who say, well, I can't ask God. Yes, you can. You can ask your guides, you can ask God as many times as you like. Those messages will come, and that's what we teach you. So, you know, many people sit in front of us when we read from cards, and we don't need to use cards, but we do at times, they're picture tools. And people say, how did you get that information out of that card? Well, that's what we teach also.
Yeah, our card reading techniques are quite unique. Nobody else teaches what we teach because nobody else knows it. Spirit gave it to us to bring this to the world. And it's, the techniques that we have are so amazing. It can take an ordinary tarot reader or any other person who's just learning to use angel card decks or the various card decks that are out there and are trying to come up with new ways of understanding and getting an accurate message. Our techniques are so rapid but so easy at the same time that we're making extraordinary psychics out of people very quickly. And I think those people are literally just dumbfounded with themselves, like, oh my God, I was able to get that. And we make them read for each other in terms of strangers, and they're getting validation for their life from a complete stranger that they've never met before. And that in and of itself is their proof that, hey, I really did get that about somebody else. And wow, I might have just intuited it, you know, but I certainly didn't imagine it. And there is a significant difference between the two.
Everybody that finishes our courses, we are so blessed with the testimonials, but also to the ongoing success that they have in their life. You know, they're constantly telling us, no more stress, get the messages, make life easy, got a new business, got a new love. The love that I have is stronger now. You know, and often one party comes to the workshop and the other party, the other partner in that sense, a little bit sort of, you know, unknown with it all, but can see the difference in the person that we worked with, and then usually they come on board as well. So that's the part. It's that ripple. It's that energy, you know, igniting in people to say, yes, I get it, and yes, there's more of me. Because that's one of the biggest things that spirit, you know, says that we lack. We don't believe that there's more of me. There is. And we really have to tune into that. We're in just incredible souls filled with light and love. It is just sometimes the process around us, the norm of life in that sense, that can make us very hard or can have, you know, it feel like the bottom drops out of everything. And when the bottom drops out of everything, we then have to celebrate that too, because we can turn around and say, okay, something good is going to happen now.
Right. Well, and when that bottom drops out, because you're connected, you know that you have support in spirit. And so when the bottom drops out, that's your perception that it's dropped out, but you've got help to help you see another way around.
That's right.
Absolutely. And just staying calm in that last process where they feel like the bottom has dropped out. I think the old saying is, you know, life is 10% inspiration and 90% perspiration. But if they had taken that 90% while they were working hard and stayed calm and relaxed, they'd realize that their dreams were just around the corner, that all they had to do was persevere through one little extra thing or a few, and then they were done. And they did get what they were after. So, you know, but they end up blocking and ruining it for themselves by all of their naysaying and blocking of their own the things that they've literally asked the universe for. So getting people to not do that is also part of what we teach.
Now, I know we were talking off the air and you were saying that this is the way, because this time is so close, today's the day to get your tickets for this if you don't want to be disappointed, if you want to come to Anaheim, if you want to be part of the 3-day event, if you want to hear the didgeridoo and laugh your head off and connect with spirit, what do people need to do today to get those tickets?
So they should go to www.connectwithspirit.net/events. That's connectwithspirit.net/events, and then look at for the Anaheim workshop, the I Connect with Spirit workshop in Anaheim, California, and there you can register, and we'll make sure that everybody gets their tickets and so forth. It's going to be a fabulous 3-day weekend from April 20th, 21st, and 22nd, and you're just going to be blown away with what you can do. At the end of that weekend, your life will be transformed, and we're literally taking people from ordinary to extraordinary in 3 days. And wow. That is I am willing to back up.
Yeah. Wow. Fantastic. Well, you're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guests are Kay and Dr. Michael Taylor. You can find out more about their event at connectwithspirit.net/events, and today is the day to get your tickets. They're coming. It's close. Today is the day. Now, when we come back after this short break, we're going to take a quick call from Jessica in California, and we'll bring our conversation with Kay and Dr. Michael to a close. You're listening to Out of the Fog, and we'll be right back.
I was dealing with anxiety and depression, and nothing seemed to help me. Then I started to work with Dr. Schaub's Breakthrough Program. In just a few sessions, he helped me to finally understand and heal the deeper root cause of my challenges. As a result, I feel more centered and confident than ever before. And now I have the tools which will continue to support me throughout my life's journey. Dr. Schaub's approach has changed my life.
Hello, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub, and I work with people across the globe to help them break through anxiety and depression and access their true potential. If you are ready to bring back confidence, joy, and meaning in your life, call us to schedule a free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit our website at cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie Duluth has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie Duluth wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie Duluth at info@ronniedeluthonradio.com and visit mzholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie Duluth, your partner in wellness. Are you seeking clarity? Do worries about your health, job, parents, children, or pets keep you awake, tossing and turning at night? Are you considering a major life change? Looking for love? Do you want to create a life of joy? Let psychic Elizabeth Anglin help. Visit ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838 to schedule your life clarifying appointment today. Don't waste time being worried. Psychic Elizabeth Anglin at ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame.
Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heartwarmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager, and now the show has gone. Now the show has gone away. We've got one segment left with Kay and Dr. Michael Taylor. Their website is connectwithspirit.net, and if you head over there and hit that events tab, you can get information about their upcoming three-day workshop in Anaheim, California, April 20th, 21st, and 22nd. Let's take a call from Jessica from California. And this is going to have to be a really super quick call just because we're almost at the end of the show. Jessica, are you with us?
Hi, Karen. Hi, Karen, Dr. Michael.
Hi, Jessica.
I'm only calling to say hi because you guys seem like you guys are having a lot of fun, and I'm just sending you my love. I love the three of you. When you guys get together, it's an awesome party.
Thank you so much. She's such a blessing. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Jessica. And that the didgeridoo just adds to the fun, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, it sure does.
Wait,
I'm sending you all my love.
Thank you, Jessica.
Okay. Bye. All right.
What were you saying about? What did you say about Lisa Williams? And I haven't heard the Lisa Williams and didgeridoo actually in the same sentence before. So go ahead.
I got to work with Lisa Williams once, more than a year ago, and did a vibrational healing, a spiritual healing on her, and she came back and told her audience of 1,000 people that, by the way, Dr. Michael's didgeridoo did the do. That's a direct quote.
It rocked her.
It was quite fascinating. She left her body and she had a very much a dramatic healing experience. But what I think is important is that the didgeridoo can help a lot of people, and it's not just a gimmick. Although I think some people would probably think that it's definitely not that. It's far more than that. I mean, the Australian Aborigines have been using this instrument not only in ceremonies, but also as a healing tool, literally for thousands and thousands and thousands of years. Their culture is thought to be anywhere from 40 to 70,000 years old. It's the oldest long-standing culture there is on the planet. And it's actually quite intriguing to be part of, because I got kind of sort of sucked into doing it because Spirit wanted me to. I mean, I've been a trombonist for years, but I think it was just a natural thing. As soon as I heard it for the very first time, I instantly know I was going to be playing it down the track. And I said, okay, well, I guess I'm open to that.
It's a fabulous tool with spirit, just fabulous. And the experiences people get from it is just, you know, out of this world. As I said, testimonials from people have just been such a delight, because they really didn't want to experience it. Then they did experience it, and now they're hooked. So, and you know, when you work with spirit that way, you know, everybody's a little bit sort of stepping on toes sort of first off. But when they finally give it a go and do the practice with it as well, they all say, my life's changed.
Yeah,
I feel fabulous. And that's a blessing to us that we're doing the right work that spirit's leading us. The very first time when Michael hit the shores here in Australia, and I already had my circle, and he said, I'm going to use the didge. And I said, oh, no, I don't think so. My people are a little bit too conservative for that. And he said, no, let's give it a go. Wow, our circle jumped from 15 to 30 to then 50 to then 60 at times, with people wanting to see the white doctor from America who plays the didgeridoo.
Yeah. traditionally it's done by the Aboriginals, the so-called black fellows, and they call themselves that rather than being a derogatory term. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's actually not even used, depending on the culture. In some cases, women are not even allowed to play it.
Yeah.
So it depends on the sort of the subculture within the Aboriginal sub-communities. Some are allowed, some are not.
So as he's playing the didgeridoo in the circle, I'm doing the work of invoking and talking to spirit and checking in on every individual in that circle that they're safe and that they're traveling the way they're meant to in that way. And that's very important for any teacher who puts a person in that state. You have to be in control and you have to have your connection with spirit. So, you know, it's not a matter of just turn on some music and sit there and hum. No, there's a process.
We if it was just that, we wouldn't, you know, we wouldn't have anybody come back. At least that's how I would figure. I mean, you know, it's very much an active process, but it's also very much a non-process. You can't do something to meditate successfully. In fact, what you have to do is very much of nothing. And but in order to get you those tools and get your mind quiet and stuff like that, those are those tools and techniques that we run over. And sure enough, we have, you know, first-time meditation students. I kid you not, with a more than, I don't know, gosh, it's been thousands now, but
yeah.
With the students that we have, I can easily say we have about 90% success rate with first-time students who've never meditated ever before having a deep meditation experience and literally seeing spirit in the first day.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. We had one lady, and she said, I'll never be able to do this. I can't sit still enough. And we said, well, just give this a go with our process, our method, and we'll lead you through it. And she came out of it. She said, I didn't get anything. She said, all I saw was this beautiful white castle, and then this unicorn came past me, and he said, get on. And then so I got on, and then I went off flying, and then I went to where my mother used to live, and I saw the old house, and la, 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 la. And
she says you didn't get anything.
No, that's
right. Well, thank you so much for being on the show today, you two. And tell people again where they can meet up with you in Anaheim and how this is going to work.
Okay, we're going to be at the Sheraton Garden Grove in Anaheim, California, April 20th, 21st, and 22nd. You have to have a ticket, and you got to get your tickets in soon because all the things have to be finalized. And you can get your tickets at www.connectwithspirit.net/events, and there look for the Anaheim, California workshop, the I Connect with Spirit intuitive workshop in Anaheim, California. There's buttons you can pay by PayPal, and you'll get registered, you know, quickly, and then we'll be seeing you, and we'll be taking you from ordinary to extraordinary in just a weekend.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much. You've probably figured out by now that I like you just a little bit. Thank you so much.
Yes. Thank you so much. We love you and God bless you.
Thank you. Now, that's all the time that we have for today. Join me right here on Wednesday, right here on Transformation Talk Radio and the mighty WBLQ. My guest will be Barbara Berger, and we'll be talking about her new book, The Awakening Human Being. Thank you for listening today. Together we are spreading just a little more light in the world, and a little more light is always a good thing. Until next time, I'm wishing you peace.
You've been listening to the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. Visit FogCityPsychic.com today to book your session with Karen and learn about upcoming events and classes. If you've missed any part of this amazing show, go to FogCityPsychic.com for your free download. See you next week.